Governor, first of all, if it walks like a campaign, talks like a campaign, and looks like a campaign, what exactly is it?
Right now, we're just out talking about the things we think are important in this country. Spend some time looking at it. I won't make an official declaration as to what our intentions are until after our budget's done in June, but I do sense there's a passion out there. People want a fighter. They want someone who can fight and win for everyday taxpayers like them, and that's what we've done in the last 4 years in Wisconsin.
Well, certainly this was an engagement with the crowd.
Yeah.
200 or 300 people. You're very comfortable there.
Mm-hmm.
You connect with the crowd here, and you talk, as people put it out there, on their level, not down at them, but with them about their concerns. Is that your appeal, do you think?
Yeah, you know, we won three times in the past 4 years in Wisconsin, in a state that hadn't gone Republican since 1984 for president. I think there's a sense that we won through a combination of not only almost unanimous Republican support, 96%, one of the highest in the country, which means the whole spectrum, but we also had to win with independents going about 11, 12-point margin of victory there. And I think that's by talking not in terms that you see on bumper stickers, but rather just talking like you're sitting in somebody's home, making the case. And I think conservative forums appeal to even people who call themselves independents if you're just straight up with them.
We call it Midwest common sense around
here.
Yeah. So let's talk about that. You're from Wisconsin. Obviously, if you could put together Wisconsin, Michigan, Ohio with John Kasich, mm-hmm. who's likely to get into the race, you could put together a collection of states that is more important electorally than Texas. I mean, it's a big deal if you put together the Great Lakes states.
It really is. If you look at not only the Midwest, but I extend it to the Big Ten, you go from Iowa, Wisconsin, Michigan, Ohio, and I'd throw in Pennsylvania, because I think we can be competitive, particularly in the western part of that state. You win those states, and that's the pathway to the presidency for the next Republican nominee.
Well, let's talk about it. If you're going to lay out the three most important things facing American voters today,
mm-hmm.
What would it be? What are the critical things that Americans have to think about come November of 2016?
Big things I talk about all the time are growth, reform, and safety. Growth, I mean, we need to have a plan to help the people of this country grow the economy and not grow the government. Secondly, we need to have a reform that takes power out of Washington, out of the big government special interest, and puts it firmly back in the hands of the American taxpayer. And third, increasingly so, we need to have a president and a plan to provide for the safety and security of this country by reaffirming our place in the world, not as the world's policeman, but saying we will protect our interests here and abroad and make sure that we take the fight to them before they bring the fight to us.
As you look at the field, though, there are more horses in this race than at the Kentucky Derby at Churchill Downs over the weekend. You have more people running for president as a Republican. How do you fit in there? How do you make the money work when you have people like Jeb Bush out there who obviously have a corner on a lot of cash?
Well, I think anybody else who might get into the race is going to be an underdog in that regard to Governor Bush. He's got a lot of money, but I don't think money alone is going to make or break this election. I think we are blessed to have an abundance of great Republicans, either who are running or thinking about running. I think the distinction, if I were to get in, would be there's a lot of people who talk about fighting the good fight, many of whom are in Washington, but have never won anything in terms of a big battle. There are others who talk about winning, but they're talking about elections, even though they've never fought big policy battles. I think what makes us unique as a potential candidate is the fact that we've done both. We've fought and won over and over and over again, not just on the ballot box, but won really big battles and common sense conservative reforms in a state that was, well, pretty blue before we got there.
Well, you've won three times in 4 years. You have a big target on your back.
Yeah.
The national media doesn't seem to care for you oftentimes.
Now, it's pretty clear that, you know, you look at the New York Times, seems like they have a front page story about once a week about us. But I hope to would-be primary voters, if we get in, they'd see that as a bit of a notice to say, if there's a reason why the left-wing press doesn't care for us, the reason why they're targeting us as opposed to others is because they're not just concerned we might win if we were to get in. They're even more concerned because they know that we said in Wisconsin what we'd do, and then we did it time and time again. And I think that worries them more than anything, not just winning, but doing the positive reforms that need to be done to turn this country around and make America great again.
I truly appreciate your time. Give me one last thought of what it's going to mean for Scott Walker if you do get in this race, which, let's be honest, you're going to get in this race. One last thought.
Well, I mean, I think, again, we'll spend a lot of time here in Michigan because I believe, you know, people think about the first three or four primary and caucus states. Those are important. But if we get in, we're going to have a full-scale approach that says we're going to play in states like Michigan and others, not only in the primary if we were to get in, but in the general election. Again, I think the pathway to the presidency for a Republican has got to go through the Midwest. And I think our message works well here and across the Midwest because we don't just talk about it. We've done it.
Governor, thank you.